program, you're about to hear Bob's Slack Confidos with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, himself, genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, seekers, and what a night we have for you tonight. Dr. Tater Gumfrey sent me a cassette tape he'd had for a few years. It was a little thing done by a guy who was going by the name Jim Ratz, R-A-T-T-S. And Jim Ratz is one crazy razor-wielding tape editing mofo and a half. Oh, sometime in the mid-90s, he started to put together this little thing that turned into a 2.5-hour extravaganza of hallucinatory proportions. Yes, over 1,000 songs from folk to garage band rock and psychedelia. The entire Sgt. Pepper's album performed by various imposters. 3 days of Woodstock and 13 mud-free minutes. Over 10,000 tape edits. 2,000 unexplainable hours of editing. And as he pointed out, Sgt. Pepper's only had 700 hours of editing in it. Oh, we are going to get treated to this, not just this show, but probably a couple more in the future, Seekers. But why don't we just dig into the synapse triggering treasure trove right now? Those Fabulous 60s, part one. Enjoy.
Hello, Peabody here. Sherman, set the way back for
the 60s.
All set, let's go.
We set the way back controls and were immediately teleported back through time and space.
Robert Kennedy was shot.
The 1960s presents our country with great opportunities and great challenges.
Let us begin.
In my official capacity, I'd like to say A, hello, C, what happened to B, and B, ah, there it is.
I just want to say one word to you.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Plastics.
What?
How many roads must a man walk down
before they call him a man?
Devin!
No, Dad, it's a rhetorical question.
Rhetorically? Eight!
Dad, do you even know what rhetorical means?
Do I know what rhetorical means?
For the first time ever on record, we proudly present the 1960s.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the bands, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album performed by the original artists who made them famous. You're thrilled to...
Everything groovy.
Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Wow.
Almost tasted now. Oh, it's sweet as wine.
Misbehaving at home?
No, it's not that.
Well, just what is it, Mrs. Cleaver?
Well, it's his hair.
To pull the tail of a lion is to open the mouth of trouble and reveal the teeth of vengeance biting the tongue of deceit.
Come with us, you're under arrest.
Raiding without a permit, you gotta be kidding.
Oh, no, what did I do now?
Without a permit, man?
Oh, what am I gonna do now?
Is there a TV in the house?
Come and listen to my story about a man named
Mr. Ed.
Here on Gilligan's Island,
Petticoat Junction.
At least one thing hasn't changed. TV's as good as ever.
To look at it any other way is ridiculous.
Oh, Winkle, I don't think we're on television anymore.
Quick, quick. Let's go to a commercial.
Hiya, friends. Ralph Sparsport. Ralph Sparsport is the world's largest new used and used automobile dealership. Ralph Sparsport is here in the city of Emphysema. Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel, spoke fenders, two-way sneeze through, wind vents, star sun, mudguard, sponge coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air-conditioned air from our fully air-conditioned factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. As you can see, this car has been fully equipped with a complete line of extras designed with your mind in mind. And here, of course, your own personal remote control picture size color TV with matching brass knob. Just reach above the bar and press the button right there under the handy laminated imitation masonite Wild West gun rack with a look of real wood for the channel of your choice.
1964.
Bristol!
The Requiem Bullwinkle Show is abruptly canceled.
Canceled?
You know what happened in 1492?
No, but there's a great party in 1537 upstairs.
Oh!
Just a little bit closer.
can ever forget this all-time classic.
For 16 years, ever since the Hiss case, you've had a lot of fun. You've had an opportunity to attack me, and I think I've given as good as I've taken. Gentlemen, this is my last press conference. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Yes, this is a collector's dream, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price.
I don't mind. People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation, baby.
The kids are all right. Sometimes
people try to put us to death.
Just treat her right now.
Ah! comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch come to my house. You knock upon my door. And then she come to my room.
Surpasses every living emotion I've ever had.
As part of this special limited offer, you also get...
For the first time...
Just a matter of time.
What time is it, Gordon?
It's time. For time.
It must be very tiring being time, mustn't it?
Why?
Well, it's a 24-hour day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
The morning sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, how can they know it's time for them to go? Before the time.
the year of five.
But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver.
That'll be the day.
Bad news on the doorstep.
When I die,
I couldn't take one more step.
Mark!
I swim with the
of December, the end of December.
These precious days I'd spend with you.
Stay for just another month or so. Just got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go.
Summertime, 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 summertime.
feel for the summertime blues.
Yeah. We don't want to revolution, no. We all want to change the world. But if you go talking about destruction, don't you know that you can count me in the town where I was born? Near the man who sailed the sea. And he tells me, hey, Judah, do you want to know a secret? Oh. Do you promise not to tell? Eleanor Rigby used to be mad at my school. The teachers that taught me were Desmond, Vera, Chuck, and I am you, and you are me, and we are all together in the yellow submarine. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw Lucy in the sky with Michelle, my belle, alone on the hill, picking the rice from the church where the wedding's been a hard day's night. Suddenly, I want to hold your hand.
Come give me thine hand. Come give me thine hand.
20 years ago. 30 years ago,
40 years ago,
the social, sexual, and musical revolution engulfed millions of young people all over the world. History knows 1967 as the summer of love. Flower power.
Plug your ears! What's up for your ears?
Bizarre clothes. And the hippie trail. At the heart of the whole thing were the Beatles, with their 8th album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It was 20 years ago today. Sgt. Pepper's the only band to play. They were going in and out of town with a guarantee to bring the foul.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go.
Try a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my
on a boat on a river.
The tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone.
You'll see in the sky with diamonds.
Oh, I admit it's scary.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
She's leaving.
Something inside that was always denied for so many years.
Mr. Kane performs his tricks without a sound.
will demonstrate, and Somerset's he'll undertake on solid ground.
And he spent some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Call his wife. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy?
Nothing to do, it's up to you.
I've got
nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Yeah. Going to work, don't wanna go.
Feeling low down.
Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Hello, home, you start to roam.
Then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing to it. Everything is closed, it's like a blue. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely.
nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today. Oh, he and Charlie had just one more. Woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head, found my way downstairs and I drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late, found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat, found my way upstairs and I had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into the dream.
Recorded was That'll Be the Day, a Buddy Holly song.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. I say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Crying, waiting.
We used to write songs like Buddy, the very first songs that John and I wrote. It's the echoes of Buddy Holly and the Crickets in the Beatles.
You. Ever since the club split up, I missed you. We all missed you. Did you miss them?
Yeah.
The Beatles missed you. All the Beatles missed you.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. You don't realize how much I need you. Hope you need my love, babe.
been avidly listening to for the past hour, Seekers? Why, only the mystery and wonder of Jim Ratz and his latently subgenius brain is embodied in his signature work, Those Fabulous 60s. The genesis of tonight's show occurred when Dr. Tater Gumfrey slipped a cassette tape into an envelope and dropped it in the mail to me. Oh, what poured out of my car speakers was a most inspired melange of mainstream memes and countercultural signifiers, all mixed up with nowhere to go but right into your head. Oh, Seekers, Jim Ratz is an obsessed audionaut. That's R-A-T-T-S. Him and his wife Sally Ratz are musicians of their own band, Runaway Express. Ooh, but sometime in the 90s, Jim got obsessed with the 60s and then began a wacky odyssey. The driven, maniacal brilliance of Jim Ratz. Using a razor and sticky tape, he sliced, diced, and spliced thousands of edits to juxtapose hallucinatory sequences and archly ironic contrast like a freak Zen master. Oh, that tape Tater sent me. That was marvel. 320 songs, 2,000 tape edits, and hundreds of hours of eye-crossing studio time. And for what? For nothing. Jim Ratz did this for the same reason I do the Funhouse. To give random freaks the brain candy they need to survive. That's why he did Those Fabulous 60s. And I'm damned happy he did. But you know what? He didn't stop at that 1998 tape version. No siree, Bob. He took this project of his into the digital age, and he smoothed those edits, layered even more textures over it, and created the two most densely packed CDs in the history of sound recording. How do I know? Because he popped up on a Google search, and so I wrote to him to thank him for his efforts and let him know that his brainchild was getting a little surprise airplay. And Jim Ratz freaked when he heard that that old cassette was going to get played. I had no idea that he'd improve this already amazing thing, and when he overnighted the two CD set of Those Fabulous 60s to me, what, it knocked my wang in the wastebasket. The 320 songs are now over 1,000 songs. The 2,000 tape edits are well over 10,000. And the hundreds of hours that he poured into this in the studio. Why, at this point, his time served exceeds 2,000 hours. Oh, Sally Ratz is a patient and understanding woman, but she shares in Jim's vision. Their website at runawayexpress.com explains it all about Those Fabulous 60s, the whole project, and what it means to them. Because, you know, they haven't made a penny off of this project, and that's the way they like it. As Jim writes in the CD liner notes, tell somebody, this project is a labor of love and not for sale. These discs must be stolen. I wrote a novel. This is it. Onward through the fog, J.R. And speaking of the fog and J.R., J.R. Bob Dobbs is there for you too, Seekers, because X Day is looming. July 5th is less than a month away. Are you ready to embrace the sex goddesses in an orgy of Armageddonal bliss? Oh, yes, there's still time to write for free information. All you have to do is pick up a pen and whatever digit you've got left and write to Bob at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118 for all the free information you can get, Seekers, or through the marvels of the internets. There's always subgenius.com. We'll be hearing a lot more from Jim Ratz in the future. I only scratched the surface of those two CDs, Seekers. So, onward through the fog yourselves, and good night.